Hey, what's up, bro? Speaking.
Hey, Rose, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Just getting a chance to give you a call back.
Uh-huh. Did you receive all the papers from this lady?
So, I did, sort of. The last statement that she sent me was a little different than a regular bank statement. It was just a summary of the accounts. I sent her an email and asked her to send me the actual monthly statements.
Because she said that she didn't find the real statement, so I had to ask the bank to copy those for me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, those are directly from the bank.
Okay, so what I can do...
She said that she couldn't find the original.
Well, what I can do is, and the reason I asked is because the other 3 months I have are the actual statements, so it's a little different. But I did look at them, and, you know, it has the information on there. So I can go ahead and I can try to use those. Now, a question for you. How much do you guys do in sales every month?
Approximately $6,000 a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, just because I know kind of what you wanted me to do is take a look at the file and let you know if there's, you know, a possibility.
Yes, because another thing that I wanted to tell you, Sam, is I'm not feeling good with the two loans that I have at this moment because they are very expensive.
Uh-huh.
And one of those, the one that the person takes $50.71 every day since April, is that I cannot get any other loan to be paid on the same way, meaning every day.
Uh-huh.
So if I pay the balance to them, and I pay the other one that is outrageous high, it's pricey, my dear.
Sure.
And we are talking about something like $10,000. So I can have some money left. Because
okay.
I think in the first one, the $50.71 every day, I think I owe them something like $3,000. I can find out. And the other one also is something like $3,000. So we are talking about something like $6,000 that I owe to them.
Okay.
But
okay.
If I can get some person, some company, some people that can help me out, would be $10,000, pay those two directly. The person can pay those two directly to the company.
Sure.
And give me the leftovers. Because
yes.
Actually I am very, very tight. You know, on cash because of these two loans, to tell you the truth.
Okay, yeah. So,
very, very high. Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, if you have the two loans that are coming out with the daily
mm-hmm.
payments, so in order for us to do something for you, we would have to get you approved for, let's say, it sounds like your balance is about $6,000, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I could call and confirm that, but in my mind, I think it's more or less this.
Sure, and that's okay for now.
Something like 3,000 on the others.
That's
but
okay for now.
The real thing is, exactly, if you can work towards $10,000 and explain the person that you are going to get pay those two loans, and also that we can pay every day, because as I tell you, one of the, conditions for the $50.71 is that I cannot get anybody else paying
yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
But if I pay them all, I can have the second person or the person that's going to lend the money to get the money every day. You know, in an amount, I don't know what, in accordance with the money.
Sure. And that's exactly what we're going to try to do. So to get you, if we were to get you approved, part of the conditions would be that we would pay off those two balances. So it sounds like that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
Now,
and I can pay daily.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Because
now,
that helps me better, because it's not the same to have to pay $500 at once every month that to
yeah.
pay you $80 a day or $70 or whatever, you know?
Yeah, break it off in smaller increments.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So if you can help me on that, Sam, that is the real situation.
Yeah, so what I would have to do to get you, you know, a loan that would pay off those balances and get you additional cash on top of that. If the balances are $6,000, the rule that we have for these programs, in order to pay off a loan and give you extra cash on top of that, we have to, the amount that you net needs to be equal to the amount that we pay off. So if we pay off $6,000, I would have to give you $6,000 on top of that. So we would be at about $12,000 instead of the $10,000. But that amount can vary. It can vary depending on what your balances are. So if your balances are actually a little lower and it's like $5,000, then I would just need to get you approved for $10,000.
No, I think it's something like $6,000.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
So that would mean we would need to get you approved for about $12,000. Now, I'm looking at the statements right now because I just, you know, want to see if it's something that is even possible for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, let me see, give me 1 second, I'm pulling it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, last year, or on the 2014 tax return, you guys did over $160,000. So would you say you are up, down, or the same from 2014?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you you're doing
no,
about
we
the
are
same
down.
Business?
We are down. The 2015,
the
one that we are on extension, and
uh-huh.
we are low on that one, something like 40 or something like that, 140 or something like that.
140?
140 something.
Okay, and that
also,
would
also, you have to bear in mind, and you can tell them, we have a house that is totally paid, and we have that house renting.
Oh,
and
so
we
have
also my husband's Social Security. So we actually have something like $2,000 extra every month, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we also can pay our house and do things like that. So this is just for the business and have some more merchandise and, you know.
Yeah, and I think looking at just the income from only the business, it's going to put us right about that range where I think I would be able to get you
mm-hmm.
about $12,000 to $14,000.
Yeah.
So we're right in the ballpark of being able to get you the loan that would pay off your existing loans and then give you another, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 on top of that.
I tell you, you would be my hero, because at this moment I'm so tired at this moment. I tell you, I don't know what to do, my dear.
Oh,
I need
goodness.
To pay Avon. I need to start ordering again with my stock. And I mean,
okay.
Anyways, well, please try to do that as soon as you can. So, and let me know if I can send you the application. But be sure that we can do something. If not, just tell me the truth, Sam, that I will understand. Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Rose, I've looked at all the statements and the documents that you've
mm-hmm.
sent me so far,
mm-hmm.
and from what I can tell, based on, you know, other deals that we have done, I think I would be able to get you anywhere between $12,000 and $14,000 right now. So
okay.
if you would like me to, you know, go for the approval to try to get
mm-hmm.
you an approval, I would just need the application. It would
okay.
take me about a day to get you the approval, and then from there I can send you, you know, all of the numbers, the information on what we're able to do for you. If it makes sense,
okay.
We can finish it up by the end of this week.
Okay, so I'm going to do that tomorrow morning with my husband.
Okay. No, Rose, here's a quick question for you. A quick question
uh-huh.
for you. How does your personal credit look? Is it good or is it bad?
600 some, I think, because this is going to be in my husband's name, Ronnie Clark.
Okay.
Because
okay.
he's the one doing business as the Avon shop.
Oh, all right. And how is your husband's credit?
600 something.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. As long as it's not in the 500s.
No. It's 600 some. It's a little low because I think I was applying, also asking for some other people, and they just touched the credit, and then they say, no, you know. So
yeah,
they damage
yeah.
the credit. So that's what I'm very concerned
sure.
or conservative better. On the do something else, still I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to run your credit unless you know you're actually
exactly.
going to have an option. And I won't do that for you. I will make sure that you have an option before we run your
Where
credit.
Where is that you're located, Sam?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Ah, the other side. I'm here in Florida.
Yes.
And that's a bank?
Yes.
It's a bank. Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, Sam, so I'm going to work with my husband tomorrow.
Okay. All right, yeah,
and
just...
I will send you the application.
Okay, and if you have any questions on it, you can give me a call, okay, Rose?
Okay, thank you much.
All right, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.